Right now, though, I want to bring to these microphones a good friend, a broadcast partner. He broadcasts with me sometimes. Every single Friday, I'm on his broadcast, a nationwide broadcast entitled Worldview Weekend Radio. In fact, that's the name of the ministry for Brannon House. And Brannon has an outreach through radio, television, meetings, Twitter, email, everything you can think about. He's trying to get the message out, wanting the body of Christ to make certain that they have the proper world view, a biblical and Christian world view that is so key. And Brannon, in that process, you had one of your other broadcast partners, Sharam Hadian. You and he were in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and you had a very interesting meeting and some things that you really did not expect to have at a meeting of Christians getting together to talk about biblical principles happen. Talk to me about what did take place in your rally there.
Well, thank you for having me on to tell the story. Sharam is a former Iranian Muslim, now Christian pastor. He was speaking on Islam's desire to sabotage America. That's a word that comes right out of the Muslim Brotherhood's own documents. I was speaking on the growing global persecution of Christians and listing five groups that would help bring that about that include the Marxists, the neo-Marxists, and the Muslims. And while I was reading the scripture for my talk, a man walked in, a Muslim man, self-identified, a Muslim man. He filmed his Quran for some 40 seconds, and then he panned the crowd with his camera. One of the four off-duty police officers we had hired, because we had Muslims out front protesting, because the media fanned the flames, the media got this going. This is totally the fault of the Islamic Center in Sioux Falls and the media. Normally we go to a town, we fly under the radar, we have very full conferences. This one was full as well, standing room only, people sitting on the floors. But normally we don't use any media to promote it other than our own, so only our people know we're really in town. But the Islamic Center found out, fanned the flames, the media fanned the flames, said a lot of things about us that weren't true. The protesters show up. We were never really worried about them. We were worried about the radicalized crazy. Well, I think he came into the conference. He filmed his Quran, as I said, panned the crowd, and our security guy noticed it, asked him to stop, noticed he had something under his shirt, asked him if he was armed. He said he was. Turns out he had two weapons on him. He goes to his car while our meeting is still going on, and he's filming all this on Facebook Live, by the way, and he then makes another video where he says that all of us should be scared. He then says, you want to be really scared? And he brandishes his first weapon, and then his second weapon, and then an assault rifle, and then another weapon, extended magazine, and another assault weapon. Five weapons in total, and then he shows off all his ammunition. Every time he flashes a weapon, he says, be scared. He says twice, be terrified. Then he goes home, and he makes another video talking about his halal bullets that are specially designed and are more terrifying. The police knew this. They followed him to his home, sat on his house. We got out of town with our conference. The man has not been charged yet. The state law in South Dakota, the section is pretty clear, and it's codified law 22-8-13. This man clearly made a terroristic threat, I believe. And the state representative that's an attorney that was in our meeting, he also agrees. And yet the state attorney general, who happens to be running for governor of South Dakota, local prosecutors are doing nothing. The reason why, I believe, they're cowards, political correctness, the media is on their side. Anyone that goes against the Muslims seems to be the bigot. And yet even the media, ABC, the other night in Sioux Falls, had this man on to seem to help to try to repair his image. Now imagine if a white guy had done this at a CARE conference. Do you think they would have charged him? Of course they would have. Do you think the media would be helping him rebuild his image or tell his side of the story and how he was just simply frustrated or felt bad or had his feelings hurt? Of course not. The Muslims now have been dumped into Sioux Falls in the number of 6,000. We have now uncovered in the last less than 24 hours a video of an imam at the mosque in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, saying a few years ago that they want to take over Sioux Falls and they will want to go from 4,000 to 100,000. Well, they're now at 6,000. Muslim Brotherhood says once they have 5% of the population, they can pretty much control things. Sioux Falls is now at 4%. You're talking about, I believe, Romans 1:21, fools. They're cowards, and they're afraid of the media and the Muslims. And Sioux Falls, I predict, will become a Dearborn, And I suggest anyone that lives there sell their house and get out now, because your law enforcement clearly seems unwilling to hold up the rule of law. In fact, the state representative that was with us, who's an attorney, who's been helping us, has a client, a 72-year-old white man in the same county that felt threatened. Just, this all happened within days of this event. He felt threatened by someone in his car that would, well, I guess, was not moving their car and getting out of his way and blocked him in. That he believed he was at risk. He believed, I guess, he felt threatened. He didn't point his weapon at anyone. He simply showed them he had a weapon. That 72-year-old man was arrested, thrown in jail, has been charged.
Wow.
Tell me how the same man, another man in the same county, makes a video live streaming in a parking lot still going on with 500-plus men, women, and children, makes what is clearly, I think, according to South Dakota law, terroristic threats, and nothing happens.
Brandon, let me ask you this. You're telling us that, indeed, these political leaders in Sioux Falls are not doing anything. Have you contacted the FBI? Did the FBI have any contact with this man?
Yes, I turned this over to a friend of ours who's in the FBI the Monday morning after it happened on Sunday night. He forwarded it on to a FBI terrorism division, and they visited him. In fact, the FBI put out a bulletin to the fusion centers in the different states and cities we were going to, who then alert, and they sent that to the police department. The police department then contacted us, and some of them provided us with security around our buildings we were in without us even asking. So that shows you how seriously they took it. But no, so far, no charges. In fact, the police have even come out on the media and on the TV in Sioux Falls and said the man did nothing wrong. He didn't make any threats. So again, what we have here, I believe, is cowardice. People that don't want to enforce the law, but they seem to want to force it on white Americans, not someone who seems clearly interested, I believe, according to FBI counterterrorism expert, who's now retired and running an organization, but he's a former FBI counterterrorism expert, John Gondola, on our program yesterday said, this man's Facebook makes it clear he's for Sharia. This man has been totally radicalized, and this is following the typical pattern of someone who then goes on later to do something. So again, this is what happens when God gives over a nation per Romans 1:21, and it's sad, but who is going to be at the brunt of this? The Christians and the Jews. The Christians and the Jews.
Let me ask you, do you believe this possibly could be a prototype that could be replicated across the United States and, in fact, across the world as it relates to Christians coming together? I mean, could churches be in jeopardy of something like this as well?
Absolutely. We've actually said that for a while now, you and I even, and we now believe that was true. Some believe this may have been a dry run. The police that were there off duty that we paid to protect us that night even told us, if you had not hired us, we think this would have gone really bad. So he may have been there to do something, and he was simply interrupted by one of the officers that we had hired. We also don't know who he's in contact with. One of the officers knew him and has known him for years and years, and his comment was, who radicalized him? When did he become radicalized? He was never like that when I knew him years ago. So the mosque, we have learned, according to John Gondola in Sioux Falls, is owned by the North American Islamic Trust Society. That is Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, they say. So who radicalized this guy? No, what network is he plugged into? Yes, I believe this is a trend. We also know that they've admitted on the news, the Muslims did. They tried to get the hotel to cancel our contract. We know, as a matter of fact now, that other Christians trying to rent hotel ballrooms are being denied contracts on the other end of South Dakota in Rapid City. So this seems to be the new MO. When Christians come to town saying something they don't like, they get the media on their side, they stir up the protesters, they put pressure on the hotels to cancel the event or never give them a contract, and it freezes out the assembling of Christians together to discuss critical issues from the Word of God.
You know, it sounds like to me this is an end-time scenario that is not only being played out in the Middle East, but now this Islamic desire to have a caliphate, a worldwide dominion, is in operation, and there's no way I can see how we're going to be able to stop that, especially if political leaders are not going to deal with it. But this is a very awesome thing that is taking place. It looks exactly like what Bible prophecy said would happen. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. And again, the so ironic thing is my whole presentation that night was on the growing global persecution of Christians and the two groups I mentioned were the Muslims, the five groups I mentioned, the Muslims, the neo-Marxists, and the interfaith neo-evangelicals. And who was out front protesting with the Muslims while they were kneeling down praying, and who was surrounding them while they were kneeling down praying? The interfaith groups, who, by the way, are making millions of dollars on this through a $2 billion program with the federal government to bring these folks in and dump them largely into conservative areas and rural areas in order to transform those areas. This is the fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama started, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to end.
Well, it's not going to end. That's an absolute, because I read the last chapter. The Bible does tell us that is the case. Brandon, I felt like it was essential that the people listening to our broadcast on our nationwide network needed to understand what has been going on, what's going to continue to go on, and it's something we better be aware of. We better begin to look up, because the rapture has to take place ultimately before all of this. Thank you so much, my good friend. God go with you as you continue your ministry, and keeping on, buddy. We need you to be out there alerting the body of Christ about what's happening.
Thank you for covering this.